This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. I guess we have Bruno Mars tickets all next week, yeah? That's going to be the 9 o'clock and on giveaway.
That's a good score.
That's a great score. One Republic, though. No slouch. One Republic, James Arthur, and Fits in the Tantrums. We've been doing these all week, and we're going to continue that today, 9 to 4, every hour. So call right now, 800-400-3697. Caller number 97 wins tickets to either the Shoreline Show on the 26th or the Concord Show on the 27th, both shows in August. One Republic, James Arthur, and Fits in the Tantrums for Caller 97 right now.
That same number is the number you would send text to. We get lots of those, and we read them all.
Can't get to them all.
Often don't get to them in real time because we have too much stuff to do. Or we think we do.
Yeah, so we think we have stuff to do and then we find ourselves talking about nonsense,
dogs.
I'm sure. It happens.
415, have you done the Friday montage already? I hope I didn't miss it. You did.
Yeah, we did it.
We did it really
early. It was like 6 minutes long.
Yeah, it was a really long one. It was a good one. It was at 7. Guess you have to get up earlier on Fridays.
510 says... My late husband was a Raiders fan. Aww. Our daughter's name is Madden.
Oh.
He's rolling over in his grave. Yeah, those are the stories these owners should hear. Those are the ones. That's what I'm talking about.
Sure, they do hear them and they just don't care. Following the money wherever it leads them.
Yeah.
Oh, I want a brand new stadium.
OMG, did you hear Josh saying bye, bye in Mark's ear after the HOH comp? Ugh, I can't stand him. Or most of the characters this season.
I know.
Bring back the Howies, Janelles, and Casers?
I don't know who Caser is.
Casars?
Oh. Wasn't Janelle and... Was it Kesar? Was that the guy's name?
I don't know.
K-A-Y-S-A-R.
Oh, there was... The Janelle season, the first time she was on, there was this guy, I don't know, Middle Eastern of some descent, but he was like one of the best... Kesar?
That's what they're saying. I don't know.
Can't remember exactly what his name was, but that was a great. I think that was Big Brother 8. It was a great season.
Speaking of descent,
yes,
I got my ancestry DNA thing.
Oh. You did,
and I spit into the cup.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you mix this stuff in, and then you send it back in a box. It's done.
Oh, so it's off. You'll
I'm
get your results.
On my results.
How long does it take?
I think 6 weeks.
Okay.
Very exciting.
Very
though.
Exciting. Maybe you're more English than you even know.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be. You're a royal subject. All this time, you thought you were an Irishman. Turns out you're an Englishman.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
A friend told me there's going to be a special showing of Olive, a double feature with some other film called The Room. Is that true?
That would be the best pairing of movies of all time. Don't you think, Hooman?
Of all time.
Oh, he's getting a winner.
Of all time.
650 says, Mark is so into Elena. She isn't at all. So
and
it's so sad.
Done. Yeah.
She didn't even mention him in her final speech. By the way, her final plea, what was that?
I don't know. She's just, every time she's been on the block, she tries to do these clever things and then she can never remember them. She's got them all planned out and then she just fails.
It was a disaster. I kept thinking, maybe this is a callback to something that I don't know about.
It's not.
It's actually genius and I just don't know.
Something about dribble. Remember she did a few weeks ago, she did something about you dribble forward, you dribble backward. It's harder to dribble backward, but you can do it. And she did this whole thing that no one understood. And she did it again last night, except that she couldn't remember any of it. And it was so painful. In fact, Cody even goes, do I have time to do mine after that? It's like, oh, keep him, please, keep him.
That kid's pretty funny. I actually, he became the enemy way too soon. But of all the people, I kind of like him more than any of the others.
Well, that's us going for the underdog, I guess, because he was pretty awful at times.
Was she all, I forgot what I was going to say.
Basically,
well, she froze.
It's like me. It's like, what was I saying again? Wait. And then she's like shaking her hands like, oh, no, I forget. Or you could just say goodbye to everyone.
What
or,
was with that?
Write it down.
What was with that other guy? Extreme.
Jason.
Like he was so nervous. They were telling him to breathe and stuff. Like, dude,
because he had to do the. I guess because
whatever,
he had to do it all live.
He's been on TV every day for 30 days.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
All of a sudden,
they say they get pretty nervous when they know it's going to be live. Like they know that the certain ceremonies are going to be aired. And so they get nervous about their speeches that they have to give to Merca. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Millions of people are watching me right now. Yeah, they're watching you all the time. Don't be nervous. It's all the same.
Did Vinny just say he's going to Primus tonight? We're taking our 8 and 5-year-old daughters to the show. Yeah. I'll see you guys there. Primus tonight. They're good. You know it.
I can't say that I haven't enjoyed myself some Primus. Right. I would never go to a show, though.
You should.
I got other things to do tonight.
I really thought it would be, you know how you guys have been asking about a family event, our show event? Why don't we all go to Primus? I mean, that's way better than seeing a 2-minute or not even seeing a 2-minute eclipse.
No, Primus. It's not better. Well, the crazy thing is that one person wants to go to Primus and all the other people want to go to the eclipse. So.
So you should really give in.
Yeah, you should just come with us.
Did you ask your John if he's going to go?
To what?
To Primus?
No,
John's going?
To the eclipse at
Have
the
him text me.
I'll ask him. I doubt he will, though. Mm. I think he's going to go to Burning Man.
All right.
I know. He was all set to not go.
Yeah.
And he told Danielle, I'm not going to go. Hot ass Danielle, this friend of ours that makes everyone go to her things. So then yesterday he went to lunch down the street by himself. And as he's walking back, he hears, John! And it's Danielle and a couple of her friends that he knows that are going to Burning Man. He goes, they just put the screws to me. So I one guy there had a ticket for her. And he goes, so I said I'd go. He goes, will you text her and tell her I'm not going? I go, no. I'm not being the a-hole on this one. You're the one who said you were going, you weren't going. Now you're going again. If you want to go, just go.
Does he want to go?
Hell yeah, he wants to go. But he has to act like he doesn't want to go.
Of course. That's what I was saying. I'm like, you don't have to rationalize it to me. Just go if you want to go. He's like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, just go.
When is he leaving?
I don't know.
When would he leave? Is he going to miss the last week of Game of Thrones?
No.
You sure about
that? I'm positive. He would go. I think does it start this weekend?
No, it's not this weekend. It's next weekend.
So it starts next weekend. He said he thinks he'll fly in with Danielle's husband midweek and then help break down the camp and drive out with
them. All right.
I'm like, all right.
Fun.
Do whatever you want to do.
Don't forget about the Mayweather fight next week.
I know, Hooman, next week for sure. We're on.
Went to the Golden Gate Theater a few weeks ago and on the 2-block walk from BART to the theater, we saw 3 different people shooting up. Ugh. It's horrible.
It's the only time I've ever seen someone shooting up in real life was walking around down off Market Street. Just the last thing you expect to see, although I don't know why I was surprised.
Well, because it's illegal.
Yeah, I guess.
So, it's one of those things where you go, yeah, you wouldn't. You wonder if you should even jaywalk, but then there's someone
shooting up right
blasting
there,
blasting heroin into their vein in the street.
I'm going to see a great concert in the thing you're leaning up against. You have a good time too.
Sarah, did you notice Kevin from Big Brother called it hot dog?
No. They had because they had hot dogs. That's hot dogs. That's right. I didn't notice that. He's I like that guy a lot. I think he's almost got too good of a heart to stay in this game much longer.
Well, he's made it this far.
Yeah, but I think that he's going to be on the bottom when they start.
We're now because we've spent all this time focused on those 2 people. Mm-hmm. Now we'll start to see the attack of each other. See the team, so to speak, start to fracture.
It's going to have to.
That might be worth watching.
Unfortunately, the next 3 weeks, I think it's going to be Matt, Raven, and Mark who go, and then team's going to have to eat itself. I mean, Paul should go. They just don't seem to recognize that. That's the guy who's going to win the game, kids.
916 says, lived in SF for years as a teen. I'm there all the time now. It's so overrated. It's only enjoyable for people with money and no kids. Mm. Keeping it real. No, San Francisco, well, you can have your opinion. I'm not telling you no, but I think San Francisco is one of the great cities. But yeah, you've got to be able to afford to live in the best part of it if you're going to live here. Otherwise, you deal with way
the worst
too much
part of it.
Yeah, way too much trouble.
Mm-hmm. And sad. And it's super sad and depressing.
The other thing is, too, that there's always something happening here. And for some people, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I never am bored. There's always a party, always a thing. For those people who are going, I just want to park, go into my house.
Yeah.
Why can't I ever just park?
Go to suburbs.
And go into my house.
There's where you have your own parking spot.
Right.
It's great.
Tennessee is awesome. Super duper green.
Very green.
So 707.
Franklin, I think, is specifically the town outside Nashville that we drove through when we did our little road trip.
Uh-huh.
And drove through some of the estates and stuff. And it's
502 says Franklin, crazy. Tennessee is right outside Nashville. And it's where all the music celebrities live. Super wealthy area and really beautiful.
Yeah, it's
six
pretty
million bucks.
Pretty freaking
amazing place.
Can you imagine out here, what you would pay for a 7,000 square foot house on 33 acres near anything you'd want to be near in the Bay Area? I mean, that's what is that, a $20 million house? Like, it's untouchable. Not that $6 million is touchable, but still, it almost seems like a bargain. But you're in Tennessee. Very green. Very
707
green
says, Vinny, butternut squash, LOL. I literally spit my coffee out at my desk. Ha, 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 ha. So you've never worn one of those?
What?
You've never worn a butternut squash?
Oh, like on my head as a hat? Sure I have.
What about you?
No.
All right. My friend is in Barcelona. She saw the car coming and had to run into a building.
Oh my God.
So glad she's okay. Such a tragedy. Listener for 20 years. It's my 33rd birthday. Grew up in Marin and now live in NYC and listen on TuneIn.
That's an app.
Happy
an
birthday,
app
Julia.
Happy birthday.
LMAO, Vinny's clapping during the Nothing Holding Me Back. What do you listen?
It's so good.
We were supposed to stop after that first segment and then they just kept singing.
Let's hear it.
And then I couldn't find my jump in. Took forever. I'm like, where's the beat on this thing? God damn it. Where is it? Can you guys stop? Quit talking so much, you guys. Someone texted in, hell yeah, Friday montage made my morning. Look at this girl. She's really cute.
I'm busy clapping. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Yuzi with the hip movements on Despacito this morning.
Oh, Yuzi.
Whip.
Despacito.
I didn't see
I
that
see
either.
You. Let's see it. Put it on.
It. All right.
Hold on. Here we go, Yuzi.
Is that it? Okay, that's it.
Let's see.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Look at those. Melons.
You wish you were watching The Looking Glass right now. RadioAlf.com/watch.
Melons.
This show has got some serious dance moves.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, the girls.
I have to admit, though, when I dance, like, all I'm looking for is for you to smile at me.
I was like, oh, my God.
Because the rest of us are looking away.
Yuzi and I, though, we have this whole, like, we have a whole thing going on where I put on, like, a whole show for Yuzi all morning.
Oh, you are so white. Oh, kills me.
Thank you.
925 says, can Vinny post a picture of the Dirt George face? My coworker and I are so curious to see what that face looks like. She's putting her front teeth
over her
front lip.
Over bottom lip.
Over her bottom lip. And then just, and she just sits there like that. No, I'm not going to post that. It's actually driving us crazy. She's a cute little girl, and she does a Dirt George face. Yeah, Sarah's doing it now. That's what it looks like. Dirt George.
I saw this guy with his tongue hanging out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Older dude. And I was like, oh, what's he doing? And it just stayed out. It was like, it was fully like, but not like stuck out like you'd stick out your tongue. It was kind of like.
Not have any teeth?
You'd think he'd get all dry.
Yeah, but it's just hanging out of his mouth. I was like, oh, is that going to go away?
707 says, love hearing about Riley. So excited for you, Sarah. I have two teen boys.
Mm. He's having a great week, it seems like.
Like Vinny said, so many people go through so many changes in their 20s. Everyone should really wait until 30 to get married. I totally agree. I got married at 23 and divorced at 25.
Yeah, I mean, you're still... It's not that you're a kid anymore. I mean, physically, I guess you're fully grown, but there's just a lot that happens. And the 20s are such an incredible decade. Like, I think people rush to it because they're like, oh, I'm a grown-up now, so I got to get... No, just take your time. Mm-hmm. Your 20s are... You're never getting those back.
I feel like the 20s is where I did the work that set up my life path, yeah. Really. It's how I sort of paid my dues in radio.
You find out who you are, yeah, I mean, you know? You're right. You're laying the groundwork, and if you just immediately jump into... It works out for some people. I mean, it just seems young. I guess as we get older, everything seems younger.
My boyfriend tricked me into going to Primus in New York, and I swear I made such a face when he brought out the pig mask and started playing a cello thing. Oh my God, Vinny, hope you and Christina have a great evening at Primus. From a 1987 high school graduate that loves their music. Well,
she'll
we'll
like
have
it.
Fun.
Who knows?
Maybe I don't have high hopes for that. I really don't.
Maybe she'll be like, oh my God, this is my new favorite.
Hopefully
band.
She'll let... I deal with a lot of music in that car that I would never... I even think sometimes I should get out and walk. It's not far.
So let me ask you this, though. She's gone to a lot of concerts that you wanted her to go to because you're, you know, trying to expose her to stuff. What if she was like, I insist, you got to go to Stevie B. Or Mary J. Blige with me. I love her, and I want to share this with you as I've shared all your music.
First of all, miss, let me state for the record that I don't necessarily say, hey, you got to come to this show with me.
You're always telling me, you're always explaining to me about that.
If she said, I don't want to go to that, I'd say, okay, no problem. So that's the first thing.
So you're saying she's desperate to be with you, and you're not desperate to be with her, so you're not going to go to her shows.
I'm not necessarily making her go to these shows.
What if she said that to you, though? I go to all these shows with you.
I would go to Mary J. Blige. I would.
What about Stevie B?
Stevie B is a tough one.
Sandstorm.
Sandstorm's her mom. That's not her.
Well, Marco wants us all to go. We're going to go.
All right.
You in?
Sure, I would probably go. I like live music, so.
Well, it is an event, so you definitely, there'd be people watching. And
yeah.
Maybe you'd find yourself shaking your booty.
From the postman just the other
is this
day.
Stevie B?
Yeah, it's Stevie B. Listen to that.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, so
great
good. Crank it up. Does it start? Is
just
there a danceable
to let
part?
You know.
No, this isn't really a dance song. No. This is like more of a love song. Here's this big dance one. High energy.
I bet you Primus could do a good version of that one.
707 says, does tearing up a note, throwing it at the person who brought it to you, and slamming the door in their face count as abuse? First of all, that's not what happened at all.
Really, what happened?
Listen, I was in my house.
Yeah.
We'd broken up.
Yeah.
We weren't talking.
Yeah.
There was no reason for this person to be knocking on my door. The fact that she showed up with some note and handed it to me out of nowhere, uninvited.
Come on in. Who could it be?
It was rude to begin with.
Vinny?
I've told you this 1,000 times. I tore the note up so she would understand there is no chance I'll be getting back in touch with you.
Vinny?
With a reply.
I'm not gonna
read this.
I need a backup.
And there won't be a response from me. You need to know that.
But it's 10 pages back in front. I mean, my feelings are in here.
The font is 8.
We barely went out for like a month. You can't possibly care this much.
I care so deeply.
It's too weird.
Let me in.
No. The abuse is the person showing up at the house with some 2-page letter. And expecting you to read it and respond.
I'm just going to stand here and wait while you read through
it.
It's
a weak play.
I want to watch your face as you
read
it.
I could totally tell what was going on there. She was going to leave and then be waiting for me to respond. And then when I didn't, she was going to call me and be like, you are the biggest jerk. I can't believe. What about? And I would have been like, I didn't read that thing, dude. I didn't read it because I wasn't going to.
I'm going to stand here.
We're not together. I don't know what you're doing. You got a whole thing going on in your head that's not real life.
Oh, God, you don't love me. I love you so much. I'm going to just sit here for a while crying outside your door.
How long did she sit on your doorstep?
She didn't sit on the doorstep.
I was there for 4 hours. Please let me stop playing that. Come back. Oh God, my wrist still hurts from writing that.
You've got this made up thing in your head that is unbelievable, and your listeners do too.
It's me.
Oh, you got that one? You got that knock? Bump, 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 bump. You got that one?
It's me.
Do it again. Do it again.
All right, I'm going to go. You guys have a good weekend. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I just heard from Uzi that next week Rudy Ortiz is going to come back and do the movie review with Moomin again.
Yeah, they're going to review Patty Cakes.
Which, if you haven't done it, go look at the trailer for this. It looks
I've never heard of it.
Great. It was like
funny.
A big award winner at like one of the
Sundance, I think.
Who's in it?
It's a nobody that you know. There's a comedian. There was one lady comedian that I've seen. I think I've seen her on Amy Schumer's show. But anyway, it's about this heavy white girl and she wants to be a rapper. And it's not I guess there's light moments, but it's also really dark. Mm-hmm. And it looks it's maybe the premise doesn't sound all that good to you. You gotta watch it.
And she's so good.
She's
a badass rapper.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it's just, it looks like super inspiring. And we just watched the trailer in there. So our friend Rudy is going to come back and
review.
Going to review Patty Cakes with Human next week. So
that'll be good.
Hey, happy Friday.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
I'm going to go to Game of Thrones costume party tomorrow.
What are you dressing up as?
I don't know. I have a friend that runs a production company. I'm trying to get a costume.
Like a Khaleesi outfit?
Something, but I don't have a blonde wig, so I'm not exactly sure how good it's going to be. I might have to throw something together from my closet.
Your Instagram needs pictures of your costume.
Yeah.
All right.
I would go as Brienne of Tarth if I was going to. She's so badass.
Yeah.
I love her.
She's not that badass. The little twerp from, what's her name?
Arya.
The little twerp Arya beat her ass the other day.
They were well matched. It was
no,
good.
They weren't well
they
matched.
They both had the knives at each other's throats. Yeah, that was awesome. What a great scene that was.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for Game of Thrones. Only two episodes
I
left.
Know.
Well, have a great time at the party.
Yeah.
That sounds super fun.
It's the one over everybody. He's invited on Market and Powell Street. Remember we talked about it?
Oh, yeah.
AT&T is having a costume party. They have that installation, the Game of Thrones installation there. So a girlfriend wants to go, and John's working.
Hey.
How convenient.
All right. I'll see you guys at Primus tonight. If you see me, say
All
hey.
Right. All right. Don't worry. Drinks, I'm coming.
Woo-hoo.
I'll see you tonight.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.